Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Space Force. The latest branch of the armed forces that, after 30 years of planning, finally sprung into existence thanks to the support of our last military genius.
We are going to have the Space Force.
But after a rocky launch, most Americans still don't know what Space Force actually does. Until now.
I'm here at the Pentagon to find out what Space Force, the sixth and coolest branch of the US military, does. I'm talking spaceships, lasers. It's the military in space. Let's go check it out. Don't ask me how I got clearance. I'm not even an American citizen.
Somehow, I scored an interview with the very first head of Space Force, four-star General Jay Raymond, at the geometry-themed headquarters of the US Department of Defense. Obviously, a space military is cool as hell. But I wasn't sure what they actually do. So I made sure to prepare for this exclusive one-on-one interview.
General Raymond, thank you so much for sitting in on this. Why is it called the Pentagon?
Have you ever seen a Pentagon shape?
Wait, you're saying Pentagon is a shape?
Right.
Like what?
Pentagon. Take a look at the building. You obviously studied hard in school.
Okay, General, Space Force, we're talking lasers, spaceships, rockets, fighting aliens.
Absolutely not. The mission of the Space Force is really to protect and defend the capabilities that we have in space and to deter conflict from beginning in space or extending into space.
What does Space Force do?
Let me give you an example. We operate for the world, free of charge, the GPS constellation that provides you navigation and provides the world a timing signal for everybody to use. Most people don't know that that's provided free of charge by the United States Space Force.
Space Force gives GPS for free to the world?
Yes, sir.
Well, why don't you open with that? Call yourselves the GPS Force.
Because we do a lot more than that.
Yeah, but you go with the thing that people know.
We do a lot more than that. Communication satellites. We have missile warning satellites that detect any kind of launch around the globe and provide warning of that. And so it's very critical to us, and our competitors or our adversaries have watched us and have seen us integrate space into everything that we do.
Who are our adversaries?
Specifically Russia and China. They're building space capabilities for their own use. So, for example, they have a satellite that they launched in 2017. I call it a nesting doll satellite. It's a satellite that opens up and another satellite comes out, and it opens up and a projectile comes out.
Oh, my God.
Designed to kill a satellite.
Do all these nations' satellites adopt their country's cultures? Like, does a Chinese satellite come out and chopsticks come out and, like, pick on the other satellites?
China has a satellite that has a robotic arm.
With chopsticks on it?
A robotic arm that can reach out and, in the future, grab another satellite. And satellites don't like to be grabbed.
What is the plan to stop that?
I won't go into all the details of what we can do, but let's just say I'm very comfortable that we can protect and defend our satellites.
That's ominous as hell. But I still wasn't sure why America's already bloated military needed a whole new military when we already have five other militaries.
General, why did Space Force become its own branch of the military?
The Air Force has a lot of responsibilities that it does. It's primarily focused on the air domain, and the thought was because space was so critical to us, we had to stand up a separate service to be able to focus on it.
So atmosphere-wise, where does the Air Force end and Space Force begin?
There's really not a firm, you know, dedicated, recognized
clouds.
But what happens
above
is
above clouds, Space Force. Below clouds, Air Force.
You can think about above where airplanes work, wings work, and where orbital dynamics takes over, roughly about 100 kilometers.
So above 100 kilometers, that's where the Space Force people are.
No, in fact, our force is on the ground.
So they come in every day and sit behind a computer.
Largely, a lot of their work is done behind computers, in terminals, operating capabilities, or in optical telescopes looking out in space.
So Space Force is less Starship Troopers and more office space. But are these keyboard warriors even ready to protect us from the real threat facing mankind?
Have you considered maybe looking a little outwards and looking at the threats that are external that might be coming to Earth? For example, aliens that might be coming.
So again, our mission is a little bit closer to home. NASA's mission is more exploratory and more science. And so they have gone out and...
I get it. General, Space Force, GPS, NASA, nerd shit. But we need some dudes who look as scary as you with guns pointing outwards in case aliens come.
I'm not naive or closed-minded to think that there might be something that would be out there, but we're not focused on aliens.
All right, well, it just seems like it's a big hole in the national defense plan, and if no one's going to plug that hole, I just feel like maybe Space Force should step up and, you know, maybe provide some orbital defense against aliens.
Thanks for your advice.
Okay, well, General, thank you for taking the time to speak to me, even though Space Force has nothing to do with lasers or aliens or spaceships, and I wish it was cooler. I do appreciate the need for a GPS system that works.
Thank you for the opportunity. I couldn't be more proud of the Guardians, that I appreciate the opportunity to tell their story, because most Americans don't understand what they do.
I agree.
So even though I'm still not sure what it does, Space Force represents what the American government does best: find new ways to give billions of dollars to the military-industrial complex. But hey, if they're going to offer free GPS, then I say, live long and prosper, Space Force.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.